Good evening. I'm Mark Rumsey with a special news update from WFAE. Protests erupted in uptown Charlotte tonight in the wake of yesterday's fatal police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott in North Charlotte. The situation turned violent tonight, and the city of Charlotte has now confirmed that one person was shot and killed during tonight's protests. Medic reported that a total of three people were taken to the hospital, two with non-life-threatening injuries, and the third person, who the city now confirms has died. That is being reported as a civilian-on-civilian shooting. WFAE reporters are following tonight's rapidly changing events uptown. I'm joined now by reporter Tom Bullock. Hi there, Tom.
Hey, Mark.
Where are you located now?
Now I've moved down to the transportation center, and the police, the line of riot police that have been here now for more than an hour, have advanced to about halfway down the epicenter. There was one store in the epicenter that was looted. It was a convenience store. They're about at that spot. We've seen multiple rounds of tear gas tonight, and we've seen what has turned into a pretty familiar pattern between the protesters and the police. The protesters throw tear gas and set off what are, in essence, giant firecrackers. Loud bangs scare the crowd. They move back. They lob, looks like they're making a possible arrest right now. They lob tear gas canisters into the crowd. The crowd retreats and then goes back up to face-to-face distance with the riot police. And now the latest development is the protesters have taken the barriers, the metal barriers that are up at the transit center, and they've blockaded the street as a way to kind of separate themselves from the police and to create an additional obstacle there. And I'm sure you can still hear people are still here. They're still chanting. They're still yelling, and they're still very angry about everything that's gone down tonight.
Yeah. Tom, as I mentioned, the city is confirming a fatality tonight from the uptown area, but really no details on what happened. Do you have anything regarding that?
Say that again, Mark. I couldn't hear you.
Do you have anything about the fatal shooting there tonight, uptown?
Well, I can only tell you what the crowd believes, and I can't confirm that this is, in fact, what happened. But the crowd here says that it was a police officer in riot gear who fired the shot. And I've heard about this shooting for a while now.
Right.
And it's one of those situations where, to this crowd, to this group of protesters, that might as well be fact, whether it
okay.
is or
well,
not.
Well, just to reiterate, the city, and we're going to be talking with City Council Member Vi Lyles shortly. She's at the CMPD Control Center. And the word from there, again, as I mentioned earlier, is that this was a civilian-on-civilian act of violence. So we'll moving on from there, just in terms of the progression of the protests as you've witnessed them tonight, how have things moved, and has the intensity been fluctuating? If so, in what directions?
It's definitely getting hotter. I think some of the people who are down here for the more peaceful protests have left, because once you start throwing tear gas, I think people realize this is a serious matter. The crowd here is angry. The people that have remained are angry. There are some people in the crowd who are trying to calm things down, trying to stop people from throwing things at the riot police, which they have done, including from some of the upper levels of the epicenter. They're trying to at least try to keep it peaceful. But in reality, I'm seeing more and more things happen, more things being thrown, that store being looted, more angry people who are really trying to, you know, as soon as the smoke clears of the tear gas, they immediately start moving back up. And I have to say, this is a much, I covered the protest after the Randall Carrick verdict, and this is a much more, I hate to say this word, but organized protest. There are people walking around with red crosses on their backpacks that are giving water to the crowd after they've been tear gassed. These seem to be people who know what they're doing.
Okay. All right. WFAE's Tom Bullock reporting live uptown Charlotte tonight. Thank you very much, Tom.
Of course.
You're listening to a special report here on 90.7 WFAE regarding the protests and some accompanying violence that has occurred uptown this evening. I'm Mark Rumsey, joined also by our reporter David Borax. We'll be talking to in the studio here in just a moment. And we are getting on the line right now, City Council Member Vi Lyles. Ms. Lyles is uptown, I understand. Are you on the line now, Councilwoman Lyles?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for joining us tonight on WFAE. And where are you located tonight?
I'm actually in the government center. We have a number of people here working to coordinate so that we can get good information out to our community, to the media outlets as well.
Let me just return to what we've reported here. The one fatality tonight, can you tell us anything more about who was involved in that?
I cannot tell you who. We have confirmed that it was a citizen shot by a citizen, and the police department was not involved in that shooting. That person has died, and I can't confirm any more details about it. What's going on is very difficult. What started out as a peaceful protest in Marshall Park migrated to our downtown area, and while we really respect and want people to do this peacefully, we haven't been able to achieve that. So we are hoping that we can get back to it. In fact, the Scott family issued a statement today earlier saying, please, let's do this in a way that respects his memory as well as our city.
Councilwoman Viles, those calls have been going out certainly throughout the day from city and community leaders. From your vantage point there, can you tell us anything more about what the police department in particular is attempting to do to foster that sort of a response?
This morning you heard the chief come out and give you as much information about the incident and the loss of life that we occurred with Mr. Scott as much as we possibly he could. Today, we continue to provide that information, and we've also talked about getting information out on social media, out through the media outlets. When we heard a rumor, we tried to say this is either confirmed or not confirmed. So that is one of the things that we've really focused on today, transparency and openness.
To that regard, to that end, there have certainly been strongly conflicting narratives ever since the original shooting yesterday late afternoon about what actually happened in North Charlotte with the shooting of Keith Scott. Police, of course, maintaining that he was armed, had a gun, that a gun was found near him at the scene. Some family members and others in the community saying that they dispute that account. With that kind of conflicting information, how else can you see that the community can resolve this or continue from this point on in a peaceful manner?
One of the things that I understand most about loss and grief is that it creates anxiety, it creates fear, it creates uncertainty and frustration. So all of those things are going through people, and it's actually people need an opportunity to talk about that. We can do that peacefully. We can do that with words. We can do that. And so that's what our goal is, to continue to talk about this, but not to diminish the hurt that's going on and understanding that. So one of the things that I think we've got to do is just let people understand that there are instances where people are feeling so much pain and hurt that they've got to have an opportunity to express it. But you can do that by first your own personal safety and also the safety of your neighbors and your coworkers. And that means being respectful and having those boundaries set. So that's what we're trying to continue to talk about and discuss. I think that it's very difficult while we're having this investigation that we can do as much as we can, but it's difficult to sometimes get our message out, so we're really working hard on that.
Ms. Lyles, can you say, do you have full confidence in the account of yesterday's events in the shooting of Keith Scott that the police department has been putting forth?
I have full confidence that the police department want to seek the right answer. They want to be truthful. So that's what I focus on. I think the police department's values around, you know, serving this community is something that we believe in. I think that we've come a long way in this community. You know that our chief is out there. Many people are out there. So No, I have confidence that they're going to respect their mission and their values in this investigation.
Specifically, their statement that Mr. Scott, Keith Scott, was armed, did have a gun that was found near him after the shooting. Are you confident in that statement?
The chief said that today, and unless he changes that statement, then I think that's where we have to be.
And I wanted to ask you briefly about police video, body camera, dash cam video. Chief Putney said today that they would withhold that information or that video while the investigation is continuing. There have been some different interpretations on what the current state of the law actually mandates with that. What would you like to see in terms of a timeline for releasing the body cam and dash cam videos?
I'd actually like for us to follow the rules and procedures that we have in place, which really respects that family. If anything, if anyone deserves the opportunity to see that, they are first and foremost the people that I have to think about. We also have to think about it in terms of this is something that will be used in our investigation. So my belief is that body cameras are one of the tools, but I also think it's the important tool for the family to be respected before we talk about this. Now, I also know that there'll be public information in there, maybe some interpretations about it. But my core is think about the person who's lost that life, their family member. I would hope we would respect that.
I've been speaking with Charlotte City Council member Vi Lyles. She is at the CMPD Control Center uptown tonight, as protests have been occurring in the center city tonight. Councilwoman Viles, before I let you go, anything else that you'd like to for the community to hear tonight?
One of the things that I think we ought to really begin to do is think about tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day, and how can we make that day more peaceful, more calm, and more respectful?
Charlotte City Council member Vi Lyles, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
It's about 10:12. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. I'm Mark Rumsey, joined in the studio now by WFAE reporter David Borax. He also has been uptown this evening covering events there. David, I'd like to start by just asking you to describe for us how the protests progressed throughout the afternoon into the evening hours.
Well, Mark, it's like there were two different parts of the evening and afternoon here. I went downtown just before rush hour, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, for what was described as a peaceful protest at Trade and Tryon Streets in front of the Bank of America Plaza. And eventually there were about maybe 100 people out there at the square, and they weren't affiliated with any group. They described themselves as professionals staging a quiet protest of yesterday's shooting. One of the organizers said they wanted an event for millennials who might not feel comfortable coming out in the middle of the night like the protests the night before. Another organizer told me that they wanted this to be nonviolent, but still to send a message that they oppose police violence against blacks. And that protest went on for, maybe an hour and a half. There were chants. There was a little bit of praying. And then they marched down the street and stopped on the front steps of the police department, the headquarters there. And a couple more statements by folks, some more chanting. And then that ended up breaking up a little bit. And most of the folks went over to Marshall Park, where the other protest was scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock. And that one was a lot more disorganized and disjointed and different voices, some loud and angry, some calling for unity, and it actually was so disorganized that it went in different directions. And one group marched over to the courthouse. Another group marched to the Little Rock AME Zion Church for some speeches there. And Councilwoman Vi Lyles, who we were just speaking with, was there as well. And the speeches there were calling for unity and peace, and you know, urging the media to cover the peaceful protest as well as any violence. And I left there just about 8:15, and by 8:30, I got up to the Epicenter Omni area, and it was a completely different scene there. And we can hear a little bit of what I heard.
Out.
You can hear tear gas canisters being filed by the police at the protesters there. And it was a pretty chaotic scene, and there were people milling out in the street. It was closed. There were a lot of police officers there on bicycle, on foot. When I got right in front of the Omni, you could see a line of police in riot gear blocking the entrance to the Omni. And as Tom described earlier, it sounds like the scene hasn't changed too much. The protesters were throwing firecrackers at the police. The police were throwing tear gas back. There was potted plants being thrown, pieces of metal, other things. And I saw folks throw things at a police car as it was trying to leave. It was really a scene of chaos. And that was right after we saw people running down the street and saying that somebody had been shot. And there were all kinds of rumors floating around the street about what was happening there. But it was pretty clear that there had been a shooting, and that made the situation even more tense. And it's really stayed that way all the way up until now. And police are trying to calm things down there. On a couple of occasions, maybe around 9:30, the police marched down the street and up Trade Street to try and close off that area. I've heard that some folks in the Omni were locked into the clubs that they were in. And so it's a pretty tense scene down there.
All right. David Borax has been uptown reporting for us along with Tom Bullock tonight. David, any other perspectives that you saw, heard, that you think are significant tonight?
Well, one thing that I'd like to emphasize is that there really, I'd say there were, you know, several different groups of people who were out there tonight protesting in various fashions. And there were voices of reason and voices of unity and people talking about peaceful protest. And then there were kind of the grown-ups in the room who were giving speeches and talking about how they'd like to see things come together and that the community come together around this incident. And then there were folks who, you know, didn't heed those calls and went immediately uptown and started to cause some trouble tonight. And, you know, it was not a large number of people. I think there were hundreds of people around the Omni when I got there. I would say the people who were up against the police throwing things and that sort of thing were probably, you know, not more than 100 or 200 people, you know, among the thousands that were there.
Okay. David Borax, I'm going to switch gears again here before we wrap up tonight with this special segment of coverage. We spoke with Councilmember Vi Lyles a short time ago. She, along with Medic and the city, had been confirming one fatality tonight of a civilian during gunfire that erupted during the protests uptown. We've heard back a short time ago from Councilmember Lyles indicating now the latest information is that a citizen or civilian was shot, has not been pronounced dead at this time, is reportedly on life support and in critical condition. Indicating the fluid nature of a situation like this, the information that we had from Medic confirmed the death from a gunshot wound just a short time ago. Now the update from City Council Member Vi Lyles is that one person is on life support and in critical condition with no confirmed deaths associated with the protesting and violence in Uptown Charlotte tonight. David Borax, thanks for joining me in the studio here this evening.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
And to WFAE reporter Tom Bullock, who's been reporting from the field tonight, and also again to City Council Member Vi Lyles for bringing us the latest information tonight regarding the situation in Uptown Charlotte. We will continue to have our reporters following the story throughout this evening and this night with complete updates tomorrow morning during Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE. There will also be a full hour of special coverage devoted to this continuing developing story during Charlotte Talks with Mike Collins and a number of guests, including a scheduled appearance on Charlotte Talks by Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts, tomorrow morning beginning at 9 right here on 90.7 WFAE.